Letters of the Rebbe in volume 16, letter number 5844, star or B, what we call it. The Rebbe writes this in Baruch Hashem, the 14th of Marcheshvan, Tavshi Yidches, Brooklyn, to this Bacher. His name was Yaakov Yefes. He was in Lud. And the Rebbe says, I want to confirm receiving your letter for the evening before Tuesday night. And you sent in a report of the Beis Sefer Chabad that's in Shikunei Lud, that's in the Shikonim, in the neighborhood of Lud, of that there, the school there. And the Rebbe says, I'm surprised on the small number. Why is there so few students? And even though the Rebbe says you give reasons about it, but you see practically in every place, and also in the land, in Holy Land, in Eretz Yisrael, that when you put effort in a proper way, as our teachers, as our sages of blessed memory taught us, Yagaita, with effort, if you work hard, then the promise that they promised also is fulfilled, umatsoso, that you find. So the Rebbe says, if you work hard, you'll be successful. So besides all your reasons, the Rebbe says, there's a reason why you're not successful, is because you've not tried hard enough, the Rebbe says. I don't want to be, the Rebbe says, yelling about the past, so you can love. I just want to encourage you as far as the future goes. And the Rebbe says, even though we're already in the middle of the semester, it's the middle of the learning already, I mean, it's not likely to get some students because kids are going to school wherever they're going already. But for sure, the Rebbe says, there are the people used to settle, you know, some of the immigrants used to come, they used to settle in the neighborhood. And some of them have not yet been signed up to schools. And they're not yet tied to any specific school. And the Rebbe says, perhaps there is other areas, ways to to work in this. The Rebbe says, for sure, you should consult with the other activists in Chabad education. And the Rebbe says, counsel comes from more advice that you consult other people. You will get the proper guidance of how to continue. So the Rebbe is disappointed that there is so few students, although you have good reasoning, the Rebbe says, but the fact is, the reality is, when you work hard, the practice is shown all over that you can accomplish and you find a lot more. And the Rebbe says, not only about the past, I'm talking about now, even though it's already middle of the season, there may be new people settling down now, and also other ways to try to attract students to the school. And the Rebbe says to him, it is my hope, here is a bacher still, he still has to work in his own learning and his service to Hashem on a personal level. The Rebbe says, it is my hope that in addition to your work with his heavenly work as it pertains to other, you are also fulfilling the verse's instruction, "Umipsorcha loitis alim," don't look away from your own self. In other words, you should look out that you yourself should increase. That means to increase the matters of Torah and mitzvahs in general, especially in learning Torah, nigla and chassidus, especially in Chassidus, and Hashem Yisbarach, blessed Hashem, should succeed you to give good news and all the above. The Rebbe concludes with a blessing in the name of the Rebbe. The Rebbe wants him to work harder in getting more students to Lubavitch School, but the Rebbe says, don't forget about yourself. The verse says, while you're working about everybody else, the Rebbe says he's hopeful that he is adding in Torah Mitzvah, especially in the study of Torah, and the Rebbe wishes him success in all of the above.